we don't have really the opportunity to get great chemical efficacy data on it, for instance. We do see that the active ingredient in the seed treatments does kill it, but very often we'll see this injury in fields that have had a seed treatment applied. So it's a little unclear what rate and what material would do maybe the best job on that. Of course, like most of these insects that feed on the roots early on, there's no rescue treatment. By the time you've seen the injury, there's not a lot we can do about it. We probably have a lot we can learn about soil texture, field history, maybe nutrient management, how those factors affect this insect. But it's really been a struggle to learn very much about management because they're so sporadic and because they occur at these really infrequent intervals. One of the things we'd like to understand a little bit better is sort of the combination of environmental conditions that leads to these outbreaks so that we can better predict them in the future and give farmers a heads up for when this is going to happen.